Hey.
Hey, man.
What's going on?
Not much. Sorry, I took a little to get back to you. We went to the spring to fill up the gallons, and we did a little work over there. Didn't clean out the sediment tank all the way, but I got a substantial amount out and picked up the piece of tin, let the leaves get off that, because we needed the water, and I needed to go ahead and at least make some room in the tank.
Right.
But which it's well, I say a tank, it's a well. It's a plastic sediment tank. It doesn't have a top to it. You know, we put the piece of sheet tin over the whole thing.
Yeah.
And the spring is moving. It's moving, you know, back, of course, which that's what they do. It's moving back from the mountain. But I think we have everything pretty much where we need it. I'd like it to be a little bit closer, you know.
What do you mean moving back from the mountain?
Well, where the sediment tank is from where the water emerges from the ground. It's about 4 feet, 3.5 feet, something like that, about a yard.
We need to fill up the head.
Yeah, we've got some work to do there.
I seem to remember the one that was at Lake Winfield Scott was similarly designed, that there was, it wasn't that it was coming right out of the tank. It was like dripping from above it, coming down about 3-4 foot, and then in the sediment tank.
Yeah, and that's pretty much what there is. But I can see fresh dirt crumbling from where the water emerges around it, you know, and it's a pretty good hole back in there. But, you know, you don't want to fuck with them too much. The idea is to leave them kind of like they are.
Well, yeah.
Try to mark what's there. That's the reason why you put the tank a little bit away. But you don't want it a long way away, although I will say that we've drank this creek water out here, which, you know, comes from even where Joe's cows are, and we're fine. We've been drinking.
Yeah, but it's filtered so
much. Yeah, it's filtered by the time it gets down here, you know. It gets exposed by the sun and that kind of stuff. But your indication that really the water's pretty good is it's got every little fucking creature you can imagine living in it. Fish. It's got fish in it. You know, our little creek has little tiny fry swimming around.
Yeah.
And so that means that water's healthy.
Yeah,
the
it's frogs a healthy, healthy ecosystem.
Yeah, absolutely. The frogs, the crawdads, I mean, it's crawling with crawdads, little fish and frogs. And of course, you know, that brings the snakes through.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
And you know, damselflies everywhere. We count like 30 damselflies at once.
Well, that brings the fish.
Oh yeah, man. Plus, I mean, there's another indication is you got water skeeters floating on the surface.
Yeah.
That's a good sign that the water's clean too. You know, so we've drank plenty of that water when we didn't feel like going all the way to the spring. You know, so I'll just do this, you know, because we cook with it, you can bathe it, but it is fine to drink, but the spring water is certainly is better, right?
So, right.
So we just got to do a little work there. And I got to do some stuff around here today. I haven't really worked the last couple days, trying to make a daily dent, you know,
that's all you can do.
Bob and Shannon are also going to see the launch.
Are they?
I posted that picture, and I said, here's what happens 5 miles away from Cape Canaveral. But it wasn't Cape Canaveral, and it was a quarter mile away.
Because
somebody else posted the article. I'm like, yeah, but either way, you know, as long as my recording device doesn't overmodulate.
Right.
But it's more like, hey, look at the shape this camera's in than it was about, you know, the facts or whatever. I didn't care.
Right.
You know,
So
as I posted that, I was like, what I said was, this is from 5 miles away from another launch. I'm going to be 11 miles away, you know, so whatever. So I got corrected, but it's not a big deal from an ex coworker.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. It's all right. Like I said, it still does give me some worry about, because I'm concerned about the quality of the audio file from reducing the, you know, in, you know, during the sound, reducing it, you know, it will change the sound, you know. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll just have to see. The recording levels are different than the volume levels, you know. It has
both of those on there, and I got to get some batteries for it and try to fuck with it a little bit before I go down there. But because I want to make a piece of music using that sound, even if it's just some weird background
crackles
thing, you know, some weird with a lot of reverb on it. It might not even sound like the rocket itself, but the fact that that rocket sound was used for the piece of music will be really cool, you know.
Yeah, the crackle of the microphone could be used.
Yeah, yeah, it could be. But, it, you know, I don't know, 11 miles away, it's the biggest thing since the Saturn V. Is it bigger or smaller? I think the Saturn V was a little bigger, wasn't it?
The Saturn V was a little bit taller.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit. But still, it's real close to this. I mean, it's the same principle. So, of course, it would be very similar in size. It's a heavy lift vehicle, you know.
Right, right.
So actually, I think they call this one a super heavy lift expendable. That's what they call it. Super heavy lift expendable was the actual, or whatever.
Yeah, they have different configurations of it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, you know, it was essentially, it's a moon rocket, you know. It's made for the moon. It, you know, it doesn't really make sense to use anything like that for much else except that, you know.
Right.
Which perfect for that, you know. So anyway, I was wondering, I wonder if they can come to where we're going to be, because they're going to be 18 miles away. Bob and Shannon will be 18 miles away. And I posted, they're like, oh, what do you mean 11 miles away? You know? So I don't know. Maybe, do you care if I encourage them to come to where we are? Mm-hmm. If they can fit it in?
It don't bother. Nope. It's free country.
Yeah.
So I called down and talked with the parking people.
The country didn't plan this itinerary, though. You did. So, you know, I'm not asking the country. I'm going to ask you. Fuck the country, man.
Yeah. Yeah, so I
that sounded bad. I didn't mean fuck the country. But you know.
Oh, that'd be a long, hard journey.
A long,
hard journey.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So
long, hard journey.
Uh-huh. So yeah. we got a situation where I called down and talked with the parking people.
Right.
And the lady suggested that we go to Dogs R Us. And I thought it was like a grooming thing. I said, that's a cool name, Dogs R Us. And she didn't correct me or anything like that. So lady said that at like 2 a.m, they have someone there that will start taking $20 and you can get a parking spot. So I called Dogs R Us to make sure that that was true. And the Dogs R Us confirmed that's true. At 2 a.m, they start renting out parking spots.
Right.
So I said, well, I'm coming in from Atlanta. Can I show up early and grab a spot and hang out till 2 a.m. and pay for it? And she said, well, let me talk to the manager. And manager said, oh, yeah, no problem. So okay. Odds are we're going to be at around Dogs R Us. And I hadn't checked the distance on that, but I think it's probably relatively around the same, 10, 12, right in that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I just told him, Titusville, you know.
Yeah, where's he planning on being?
Well, he didn't say. He doesn't do Facebook anymore, but Shannon does, so Shannon told him. So it's kind of a, you know, I just thought it would be cool, you know, since they're going to be nearby.
Do they have a room down there?
Oh, probably. Probably. They probably do, because they'll probably do some other things, you know, like they'll probably go out to eat somewhere, stuff like that, you know. Also, you know, and whatever that, you know, if the launch goes well and we're out of there by 9 or whatever, maybe, I don't know, whatever.
Well, the launch will be over by 9, but the traffic will hold us there for quite a bit longer.
Yeah, I saw the picture of that bridge, man. It was
isn't that fucked up?
So we can expect that. We can expect the same thing.
That was for a SpaceX launch. That wasn't for this. This is going to be like mega monster bigger.
But there's a lot of people that are really interested in the rocketry programs we have, the launches that we have.
right,
wherever they are. You know, there's a lot of enthusiasts. So I'm just imagining that we'll probably run into a mob, you know, run into a crowd.
Yeah, we're gonna be consumed by the crowd.
Yeah, yeah. To put it mild.
Yeah.
Oh, let me see. There he was. That was Bob right there. Let me see. He's texting. Let me see here. Oh, they have a house on the beach. They have a house on the beach.
What beach? Cocoa Beach?
Yeah, I'll ask him. Which beach?
Yeah, because okay. Cocoa Beach would be a good bit south.
Yeah.
No direct line of sight of the rocket either.
Right. Yeah, but Cocoa is on the mainland.
Yeah, it's a city that's landbound, separated by International Coastal Waterway.
Yeah, and it's a little bit, you know, east and west more. It lines up a little bit. Yeah, Cocoa Beach, yeah, it's south. Did you look the Dogs R Us place up on Google Maps?